Old Dutch, the largest selling cleanser in the world, presents Bachelor's Children.
Tell our listeners about the wonderful surprise we have for them.
Well, Ellen, supposing you tell them right now. I'm sure they're anxiously awaiting the news.
Good morning, friends. Now, you just listen and see if this marvelous kitchen helper we have for you isn't something you've been wanting for a long, long time. It's a pair of the finest quality shears for the kitchen that I've ever seen, with just dozens of uses. These shears are so strong and so sturdy, you can cut up a chicken for frying just as easy as can be. And they save so much time when you're dicing meat or vegetables or snipping raisins or marshmallows. I use my shears, too, for trimming chops, pie crusts, and all sorts of things.
You use them also for cutting paper, string, rope, even wire, don't you?
Yes, and Ruth Ann uses them in the garden for cutting flowers.
Use them for everything. These shears are made by Claus Shear Company, makers of fine shears for over a half a century. The strong blades are made of hot, drop-forged steel with one corrugated edge that holds firmly whatever you're cutting.
Besides, the handle has handy devices for opening bottle caps and unscrewing jars and cracking nuts. Oh, I can't tell you how many times a day I find a use for these utility shears.
They're worth a dollar and a quarter, but through this very special radio offer, you may have them for only 50 cents and the windmill panels from three Old Dutch labels. 75 cents and three Old Dutch labels in Canada. These kitchen shears fit such a real need that I advise you to send for yours at once. If you have an Old Dutch in the house, order a supply this morning and save time and steps by keeping a package in the kitchen, bathroom, laundry, and garage. Now, Bachelor's Children. When we heard our story last, Janet and Dr. Graham were about to rehang a picture, which Janet, who had been reading an article on the proper lighting of pictures, had decided was not hung to its best advantage. Just as the picture was about to be put in place, the doctor was called out to attend a patient, and as he was leaving, Sam dropped in and offered to help. As Janet stood on the stepladder, holding the picture against the wall, she lost her balance and fell. Sam caught her in his arms, and as she clung to him, we heard Janet saying,
Sam, you're the one. It's been you all the time. And I didn't know it.
Kiss me. Kiss me again. Oh, Janet, sweet, I love you so much. You love me, too. Say that you do.
Yes. Yes, I do. I love you, Sam. I think I must always have loved you. It just doesn't seem possible, does it? Sam, why didn't I know before? It's all so clear now. And so wonderful.
Here, sit down, darling. You're shaking. You didn't hurt yourself when you fell?
No. No, I'm not hurt. I'm just dazed. Did the picture break?
Oh, don't worry about the picture. The glass broke. We'll get a new one for it. Wonderful, wonderful picture.
What? What did you say, Sam?
Well, if it hadn't been for that picture, we might never have known. Do you realize that? Oh, Janet, you'll never know how my arms have ached to hold you like this.
It seems just right, doesn't it?
What?
For us to be like this, with your arms around me, my head here on your shoulder. It seems just the way it should be. Mm. Oh, I've been so blind. Sam, maybe that's what's been the matter with me lately.
How do you mean?
I mean that for ever so long, nothing's been right for me. I've been unhappy, restless. I didn't know what it was. But I do now. It was because of you. All that miserable feeling's gone. I feel I never want to move from this spot, that I want your arms around me always, all my life long.
And they will be.
It's funny, isn't it, Sam? I broke that picture once before,
What? When did you?
Don't you remember? When Ruth Ann and I first came here, Dr. Bob brought this picture home and set it in the hall. You were here that night, Sam. That's how it all happened. Ruth Ann and I overheard you and Dr. Bob talking about us. And I was angry and ran out in the hall and fell over the picture and cut my hand.
Is this the same picture?
The very same one. Don't you remember how you teased me about it all?
You were so angry with me. Well, maybe now we'll have to ask Bob to give us this picture for a wedding gift.
Hmm? A wedding gift? Mm. Sam.
What, darling? What?
We can't. I'd forgotten.
Forgotten what?
Marjorie. Had you forgotten about her?
Yes. Yes, I had. Till just now.
You're engaged to her.
Yes, that's right. I am engaged to her.
I hadn't thought of her till just this minute. Oh, Sam, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I don't know, Janet. All I know is that now I've found out that you love me, I'm not going to give you up.
But you'll have to. There's nothing else we can do.
I can go to Marjorie and tell her. And that's what I will do. I'll tell her tomorrow.
No, Sam, you can't. I won't let you.
But you forget, Janet. We know now that everything's right between us. You love me.
No. No, I'm not forgetting. I'm not forgetting anything. I'm not forgetting that Marjorie loves you. She's engaged to you. And that you asked her to marry you.
I know I did, but I can't marry her now, knowing that you love me and I love you. I can't. Marjorie wouldn't want it that way.
Oh, Sam, how could you have done it if you loved me? How could you have asked her to marry you?
I don't know, Janet. At the time, I'd kidded myself into believing that I'd got over you. You told me so many times there wasn't a chance for me that I made up my mind I was going to quit thinking about you, quit loving you.
And you thought you had? When you asked her to marry you?
Yes. I honestly thought I had. I hadn't been seeing much of you, and I'd persuaded myself that I was all over it. And then, I don't know, we were together one evening, Marjorie and I, and some way we just drifted into a talk about marriage, and, well, I asked her to marry me, and she accepted. Janet, where are you going?
Over here. We've got to talk this thing out, settle it sanely. And I can't be sane and sensible when I'm near you. And just a moment ago, it all seemed so all right. You and me, loving each other.
Janet, it is all right. It's got to be all right. Oh, I've known for months, ever since that time when we were quarantined together, that I'd made a mistake, that I wasn't over-loving you, that I'd never get over-loving you. Just being with you every day as I was out there made me realize that it'd always be you. Oh, I've made such a mess of things.
You've made a mess of things. Oh, Sam, no, I'm the one. I must have been blind. I must have been crazy not to have known that I loved you all along.
But you know it now, Janet. And it isn't too late.
Yes, it is, Sam. It is too late.
You mean that...
I mean that I'm not going to take my happiness at Marjorie's expense. If I was so blind these past 2 years not to have known that I loved you, then I'll have to pay the price. That's all.
Oh, but I won't have it that way. I'll go to Marjorie and tell her the truth. Tell her we found out.
Oh, no, Sam, you won't. I won't let you do that. It wouldn't be fair. Marjorie loves you. Why should she be hurt?
But if she knew the truth, she wouldn't want to go through with our marriage.
Maybe not. Just the same, that wouldn't ease the hurt. Maybe she wouldn't go through with the marriage, but if she doesn't know about us, there's no reason why she should be hurt at all.
Janet, I can't. I can't do it.
But you were going to, weren't you? Even knowing that you'd made a mistake and that you still loved me. You were going to marry her, weren't you?
Well, yes. Yes, I was. But now that I know how you feel, it's different. Oh, Janet, why couldn't this have happened before? If we'd only known...
It isn't going to do any good to say that now, Sam. So we might just as well... Oh, there's Ellen. Sam, don't say anything to her.
No.
We mustn't let her or anyone else know that... Promise me you won't say anything to anyone. Not that we've had a chance to think this out.
Dr. Bob, Mr. White's off the yard. He wants to... Oh, hello, Mr. Reiner. I didn't know you were here.
Hello, Ellen. I came in just a little while ago.
Well, my stars. Well, good grief. What's happening here?
What? Oh, the picture.
Well, whatever in the world
well,
is...
Well, I was hanging the picture. I was going to hang it over on this wall and I dropped it.
Well, my stars. Well, how did you do that?
Well, see, Janet was up on the ladder. I was helping her. She had the picture in her hands, lost her balance. Picture dropped.
Well, will you look at the glass all over the floor? Well, what in the world did you want to change the picture for anyway? That's what I'd like to know.
Well, I thought it looked better over here, so I'll clean up the broken glass.
Well, I don't see what difference it'd make whether the picture was over here or where it was. You better get this glass up before someone steps in it. I'll go and get the broom and the dustpan.
I'll get them, Ellen. Tell me where they are.
In the broom closet, out there in the kitchen.
All right, okay.
Oh, such a mess. Where's Dr. Bob?
No, I don't think so.
What?
Oh, what did you say, Ellen?
I asked you where Dr. Bob was. Mr. White, our next-door neighbor's out there in the yard, and he wants to see him about something.
Oh, yes. Well, he went out to make a call. Oh, Ellen, darling.
Oh, for mercy's sake, Janet, what's the matter? What in the world are you... Oh, did you find them?
Oh, no. What was it you asked me to get from the kitchen? I forgot.
Why, the broom and the dustpan to sweep up this broken glass.
Yeah, that's right. Broom and the dustpan, aren't they?
I thought you started over to see your cousin Mary Ellen.
Well, I did, but when I got there, she wasn't home, so I came back. Janet, child, what are you crying about? Is something the matter?
No. No, everything's wonderful. But...
Well, I vow, then why are you crying?
Because... Oh, Ellen, I'm not crying.
Here. I found it. Here you are, Ellen.
Well, good grief. I didn't want the carpet sweeper. I wanted the broom and the dustpan. My stars, what's the matter with you tonight, Mr. Ryder?
Knew, Sam has much more important matters on his mind than brooms and dustpans tonight. And what will happen now that Janet has found out at last that she is in love with Sam? Will she stick to her resolve that Marjorie must not learn of it? Or what will happen? Further chapters in the story will tell. When you're cutting crisp, fresh vegetables, haven't you often wished for a pair of sturdy kitchen shears? Well, here's just what you need. A pair of utility shears that you'll use over and over again when you're cutting vegetables or fruit, dicing meats, or cutting up poultry. Use them, too, for cutting paper, string, rope, even wire. Cut and prune flowers. Use the handy devices on the handles for opening bottle caps and unscrewing jars. You'll be surprised at how many uses these shears have, and once you have them in your kitchen, you'll wonder how you ever got along without them. They're made by Claws of hot drop-forged steel, not cast, to withstand the hard use kitchen shears get. These shears can be used for so many things that we call them the shears of 101 uses. They're worth $1.25, but during this special radio offer, we're able to offer them to you at a big bargain, and what a bargain. Never before have shears of this quality been offered at such a low price. Think, for only 50 cents, 75 cents in Canada, and the windmill pictures from three old Dutch labels. Every woman who has seen these shears wants one or more pairs, so we know our supply will go fast. I'd advise you to send for yours today. Send your orders to Old Dutch, Chicago, Illinois. Remember, too, you save money when you use Old Dutch because it goes so far. Russ Young speaking, inviting you to listen to another episode of Bachelor's Children tomorrow morning at the same time. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago. Special news.